This week's Crossman Conversation is brought to you by Meeks Capital, Frontier Partners, First Horizon Bank, and Crossman Career Builders.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the following program do not necessarily represent those of Mark Radio, The Shepherd, or its advertisers.
The Crossman Conversation is hosted by John Crossman. John's heart is to see our community of leaders unite around what we have in common. John will be joined by political leaders, religious leaders, as well as activists making a difference in our nation. Here is your host for the Crossman Conversation, John Crossman.
Hello, this is John Crossman, and welcome to the Crossman Conversation. Mike, before we get started, I got to tell you a quick story, okay?
I love it.
Listen, you know, I'm a guy that, you know, I my whole life, you know, working in retail real estate, and I have some retailers I love and some that I really can't stand, Amazon. You know, not to name any names, but there's some that
yeah,
I really
just
love.
Only
some
initials,
that, there's
John,
some that
yeah,
I don't
right.
like Amazon. But anyway, there's some that I just really, really love. And I like Sato Sushi. People know I love Sato Sushi in Baldwin Park. Well, I'm just telling you, as a consumer, one of the best retail experiences of my life, Appliance Direct. Appliance Direct.
I've seen the ads.
You've seen their ads. Like, you've seen those ads forever, you know, same day delivery. Like, everybody knows them. Well, you know, I live in Baldwin Park. Our house is pushing 20 years old. Same time, washer, dryer, out. And let me just tell you something. You got to get that taken care of.
That's kind of important.
Kind of big deal. So I contacted those guys, got two things, a washer, dryer set up. But beyond that, delivered it to my house, took the old ones away. And the guys that deliver it, first class guys, just super nice guys. And then shows how to get it all started. And I'm telling you, just one of my best experiences. I don't shop anyplace else. Appliance Direct. I love these guys. And would you believe the president of Appliance Direct, Mark Sam, is here with us. Mark, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Man, I am such a fan of the product. Beyond that, though, here's what amazes me about you, Mark, is, you know, there's a lot of retailers in Orlando. There's a lot of businesses in Orlando, but your brand recognition, I mean, there's nobody else that has, you know, how many locations does Appliance Direct have in Central Florida?
Nine.
You know, nine locations. There's nobody has, I mean, the only person I would be able to compare to is maybe John Rivers, maybe Four Rivers has a kind of a brand kind of kitschy thing, but they don't have the media stuff like you do. So, man, how did you do that? How did you take this brand that's good local concept and make it such a household name? How'd you do that?
Well, we were just starting off with original meeting with Whirlpool at a Italian restaurant in the Atlantic. And we had an opportunity presented. Sam was my client. I was working at Time Warner Cable mm-hmm. as an advertising executive or rep is what that is, cable sales. And Whirlpool presented this thing where we could get, and I always spoke in the plural, even though I wasn't his partner yet, where we could get a direct line of appliances, much different than merchandising and competing mm-hmm. with multiple brands, focus on one brand, have in-box and out-of-box, which means we get their scratch and dent, which we call out-of-box. We don't use the term scratch and dent. And I said, you know what? We'll just name this Appliance Direct, which back then in 1995 was new. Mm-hmm. And then everything's direct now. And we launched it based on a broadcast circle. I knew we couldn't compete. Print was still big back then. Knew we couldn't compete if we went toe-to-toe against the big boys with print. And Sears was the big one back then, and then mm-hmm. Circuit City. And then Best Buy. Now Circuit City is, of course, gone, and Sears is gone. Mm. So launched it based on that and went to town.
So this was a little bit like peanut butter meaning jelly, right? So it sounds like you had Sam, where people know Sam from the commercials themselves. So there was this guy, and then you came in and you had this marketing branding background. So got the name and then got the vision for the TV component to it. So those two things came together and then boom, kind of an explosion of success. Is that accurate?
That's how it worked. Yeah.
So tell me this, like the other thing is it unique being in Orlando, right? So like it could be that like if you're based in St. Louis and you're running ads, like this normal thing, but tourists see your stuff. Like that's got to be an interesting component, right? So like people who are just in town for the holidays or they're going to Disney, they turn on the TV and then you have some brand awareness that maybe other markets wouldn't have. Is that correct?
Yes. We routinely get emails weekly and daily from all around the globe, a lot from the British Isles.
Really?
Yeah. Big fan base over there.
You told me a crazy story. Weren't you and Sam traveling like in Italy or something? You bumped into a fan. Tell me that story.
The Leaning Tower of Pisa. We were over there for vacation with our families, and this guy walks up and he's got an Appliance Direct shirt on. And he noticed Sam, who wasn't in garb,
right,
and said, "Can I have my picture taken with you?" And of course, we did all the funny pictures where Sam's holding up the tower and then the guy is. And it was just one of those things that, yeah, it's expanded far beyond our shores.
So that's a crazy thing. So you and Sam are on vacation in Pisa, Italy, and a British guy walks up wearing your Appliance Direct t-shirt from Orlando, Florida.
Yes.
That is totally, totally nuts. And so how does that feel for you? Just as like a business leading guy, like a lot of us have, you know, dreams and fantasies or, you know, hopes. And like we start a business, launch a business, and it kind of does its thing. Most don't make it or they make it a little bit. How does that feel to you as a marketing brand guy to be like, have that kind of level of success? I mean, you did it. That's an amazing thing. How's that feel?
It feels great on the one hand, but it's bittersweet. I think if we are doing this, people always come and say, "Why don't you sell your t-shirts and sell those things?" And I have to remind myself, if we're so good at this and people do like the brand and they watch and comment on Sam's videos, why don't we own the appliance business in Florida and the rest right. of it? We've only gone so far.
Right. So
but thankful.
No, I get that. So it's a feeling. Yeah, you know, I've had that time. I've had times in my career where I felt successful. And then at the same time, I felt like a failure. That same kind of thing. Like if you're that good at it, why aren't you doing more of it? And I get that. Well, talk to us a little bit more about marketing. Like, you know, that's a big concept. People love to talk about marketing, but tell me just your theories about marketing branding, just as advice to other business owners.
I was lucky enough to have a great teacher when I was in radio, WKIS radio back in the day. And remember, I don't know if you guys remember Clive Thomas.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Some of those. So yeah. I got to go on sales calls with him and do things back when I was a younger man. And I had a boss named Ed Allen, and he told me one thing. He fired the entire staff except myself and my friend Donna Henson. And he said, if you read a book a week on marketing, you'll never be worried about work. And I took him seriously.
Wow.
And I have a library that stretches from here to Texas. But that keyed me up for a job I got in cable. And I was in this wonderful, I call it the Petri dish, Brevard County, Florida. We had 82% cable penetration. And over 11 and a half years, I wrote and directed 2,400 and something television ads. And when you have enough cable penetration that it's not an issue of the media. People spend way too much time talking about media. It's did the creative work. Was it written and directed in such a way that you could tell whether it worked or not? And this sounds not great compared to what some people will think, but I had an 83% success rate, which in marketing is stellar.
That's a big deal.
Because most people won't ever measure correctly. They'll say, yeah, it helped somewhere. I'm not sure which half worked. But that gave me my basis.
That's awesome. Well, you told me one time that sometimes people say to you, when you back in the day, hey, I want to do a commercial. I don't really know what I want, but I really want to make sure it's professional. And I think your response to that was always like, if you want it professional, it's not going to be memorable.
That's right.
Did I get that quote
yes.
right? I do listen. Ian, tell us what that means.
Well, David Ogilvy actually pioneered that. And he said, I don't have the statistics to... He's the grandfather of modern advertising. So he said, I don't have the statistics on this. He goes, but I can tell you from my experience that the more a television production costs, the less effective it will be.
Really?
I think of it as sandpaper. By the time you make it perfect, where everybody's happy with it, it's so glossy and the music comes up and the beautiful fades, nobody cares. You mm-hmm. need some sandpaper. Especially if you have a modest budget, and that's a lesson for people starting off. Don't make it abusive, but it's got to rub the skin.
Mm-hmm.
And there are 5 rules to making your own commercial.
Go on.
Number one is it believable? People come up with these great things. You can buy a house for half off. You lost them already. It's not believable.
Right.
Nobody believes that they're going to be able to do that. The second one is it motivational? Now it's believable. Is this actually going to motivate you? Like the half off does, but I don't believe it, so it doesn't matter. The third thing is it sustainable? Mm. You are wasting money and throwing it down a pipe if you can't keep using this same marketing and creative somewhere. The next one is transferable. Can you use it on a bus bench as well as the radio and TV and social media? It has to be transferable. And the last thing, which people always go for first, is it memorable?
Hmm.
That'll help you.
And that sounds, so it's not like Appliance Direct got that figured out. I think Four Rivers has got that figured out. I think John Morgan's got that figured out. That'd be the big three that kind of jumped to my mind. Would you say all three of those has got to apply all five of those well?
I would say that Morgan, quite frankly, walked away from what he had that was perfect. He owned For the People. Hmm. He then went to Biggest is Better, which you see on and off in some of his campaigns. And then now that If We Don't Win, It's Free, he gave up the high ground that he already owned.
From so you like the original.
From my perspective, you would never. It's like Burger King. Burger King was giving McDonald's a run for its money when they said broiling is better than frying.
Hmm.
New agency. Wait a minute, we got this new thing. Remember Herb?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
These campaigns, people don't look back and measure against their failures or successes. I think John Morgan had a great campaign to start with.
Hmm. I like that. We're going to need to take a quick commercial break. Before we do, one quick line I want to hear from you is, or tell me the quote you have about everything's marketing's easy and fun. What's your quote you say about that?
I came up with this in the 80s. Marketing's like sex. It's fun and everybody thinks they're good at it.
But not everybody's good at it. I think that's what you're trying to say.
We'd have to ask some other people involved in that equation, I think, yes.
But I think what I hear you saying with that is that marketing is one of those things that it's a very important part of a business, but it also can seem easy and because it's fun. You just sort of people jump into it. But there can be bad consequences. Just like having sex, there can have some negative consequences.
Yes.
But that's also the context you're trying to say there. It's like, slow down, be thoughtful, be intentional, and make sure that you have a good marketing plan together. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, listen. Mark, Sam, and President of Appliance Direct, my favorite store, Appliance Direct. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
It's said that it's not how much money you make. It's how much you keep and use to plan for your future. Nathan Meeks, principal at Meeks Capital, combines leading investment techniques with modern financial planning software to be the resource you turn to for clear, objective, and sound financial advice. For a no-obligation consultation, call Nathan at 407-494-5439 or visit meekscapital.com.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business. And it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Are you willing to serve communities in crisis around the world? To people who are impoverished, oppressed, and persecuted? Frontier Partners International offers mission opportunities in areas least served to meet the needs of the helpless, the hapless, and hopeless. To learn how you can be a partner of this frontline ministry with your time, talent, or treasure, visit frontier-partners.org. That's frontier-partners.org.
Here's a call to those who want to make an impact on their company, their community, or who possess a desire to make the world a better place. Crossman Career Builders provides the tools and resources for you or your company to make a difference on some of the toughest issues that we all face. Crossman Career Builders partners with CEOs, politicians, and pastors seeking to address problems of racism, mental health, addiction, justice, and suicide. CrossmanCB.com.
Once again, here is John Crossman.
We are back. This is John Crossman, the Crossman Conversation. And I'm so glad to have my good buddy Mark Salmon with me, president of Appliance Direct. And one of the things I love about Mark, you know, I love the fact he's a business owner. He's built a great company in Appliance Direct, and that's where I buy my appliances. On top of that, he's just got a really sharp brain that's marketing creative. And you know, Mike, like, you know me well enough to know, like, I always got a lot of stuff going on. Like, I do social justice stuff. And then I have a business and electric colleges. Yeah. You know, a lot of people, my kids call me extra, you know, like that's opposed to being basic. Like, Dad, you're extra. You do too much, you know, sometimes.
Over the top.
Over the top. Some people, when I'm negative criticism, people say that I'm overwhelming. Or I can be overwhelming. Well, you know, I was talking to my business partner about this, and he was saying, John, he's like, it's important for you to get out what's in your brain. Very few people can I talk to and get out things out of my brain like I can with Mark, because Mark has a similar worldview and things like that. And so when I wanted to switch conversation, you know, you gave us those all those different things about marketing and your wisdom insight. That's work for Appliance Direct. A lot of times people who listen to our show are nonprofit people. Maybe they're doing work at historically black colleges, and a lot of our guests involved with that. And you've been, by the way, thank you for your support and the work we do in that those area of education and black colleges, some other nonprofits. What advice do you have for them as far as how can they do a better job in marketing and storytelling? So they're not selling a product, you know, like appliance, but they're selling the need to help other people, children in crisis. So what is your advice for groups like that?
To start with, they walk into the room knowing that, to the earlier little funny slang, that everybody thinks they're good at it, right?
Right.
And by that, they need to stop and say, I don't need to listen to everybody's ideas.
Hmm.
And this shows how long ago this was coined, but good creative is $6 an hour. Being able to pick which one is $60 an hour. And the ability to successfully implement that is priceless.
Wow.
To coin from the old credit card campaign. So it's not about great creative ideas. Most people with limited budgets, and it could be these very folks we're talking about that have the most, it could be easily said, the most important thing that needs to be communicated, the best for the humans and people and culture and society around them. And they just don't seem to get their message when their message is so important and it should be easy to get out there. And they think, if I could just tell people this, but they've got to stop and say, number one, don't get caught up in being creative. Don't do that. You want to come up with, is it believable? And then is it motivational? And then are you the person, or do you have a marketing and or champion at your group that can drive it through and successfully implement it? Because as the old adage, more money is wasted on marketing than any other human endeavor with the possible exception of politics. And that was written in 1923.
Wow. How things don't change, right? Mm-hmm. So let me give you an example. This is a little controversial, but I want to take it in a positive way. But like when we think about the Black Lives Matters, right? So when that movement came up, it kind of checked a lot of the boxes you're talking about, right? And it did connect. And of course, we would all agree, like, we need it all as humans be fighting for justice. Anywhere something unjust has happened, we're fighting for it. On the other hand, I was talking to a young student one time, and they said to me, Mr. Crossman, I really am supporting Black Lives Matters. And I said, well, let's talk about that. I'm like, what is the biggest threat to a black man in Central Florida in our community passing away prematurely? And they kind of looked at me kind of dumbfounded. And I said, wouldn't it be like heart disease and diabetes and obesity? These are things that are a big deal. Like where our studios, we're right next to Eatonville, which is all black community. And, you know, then nationally diabetes is like 6%. And the black community is 12%. In Eatonville, right here by our office, is 25%, right? So we have this kind of cool marketing thing with Black Lives Matters that's really talking about law enforcement. I'm not trying to say that that's not an important topic. Of course, that's an important topic. But when I think about really life, it goes into this topic of healthy eating, you know, and diabetes. Like, and that's not as much as a sexy, cool thing, but it's protecting black lives, right? So that's where I struggle with, like, how do we better tell that story that's maybe not as cool or flashy, but it's really, really meaningful and important. Do you have any thoughts about that?
I do. And that goes back to relating this to marketing, is that you have to measure. And one thing about you, John, by asking that question and not going for the one that obviously gets all the looks and wants, you say, what about these things that are really, really impacting the black community and are causing them tragic outcomes because of one of the things you've talked to me about is having access, that is the black community, having access to good food and the way stores are set up in certain areas.
Right. The food desert concept.
The food desert.
Like, sure.
And measuring will take you to a better conversation and then the answer so that you can set up these things and move forward. But people don't measure. They don't want to measure. They're too busy looking forward. They've got a creative idea and they're going to run with that instead of measuring first.
Well, this same student that was making this comment, I said to him, I said, well, if you want to specifically talk about Black Lives Matter and law enforcement, I said, who trains our law enforcement in Central Florida? And she looked at me and she's just like, didn't know. And I said, well, it's Valencia College, right? And, you know, we've had the president of Valencia College on this show. And I said, have you ever been to where they do the law enforcement training? And she said, no. I said, well, I have. And I've met with the staff and like, they take all this very seriously. And a lot of situations are very raw and complicated, but they're working to get better and better and better. And then I said, well, what about the importance of Black judges and Black lawyers and Black politicians? And where would that come from? And I said, you know, we have the most diverse law school in America is right here in Central Florida. It's BAMU College of Law. What are we doing to support that? So I always go into like the meat of like, where can we invest time and resources in places that are really making impact? That's what I get into. And so that combination of marketing, storytelling over to the actual impact. So you're saying that the point of that is like making sure it's measurable. Is that what you're saying? The heart of all that?
I am going back and saying it's measurable, and I have to apologize for something. I was talking about the Black community as if I had knowledge and understanding. I don't. You got me interested in this. You made this interesting and meaningful and valuable to me. I was just spouting out words earlier that I thought were somehow in line with something.
No,
well, you got to be truthful, right?
No, I appreciate your humility and your honesty, and you're also your empathy, right? And you have always been supportive of the work we're doing. I thank you for that, because I think you see it as like you've acknowledged this as a problem. But a lot of times when people see problems in communities, they don't always know how to plug in. And sometimes with politicians and other leaders, they're about gaining power, and so they promote fear to gain power, but they never really want to solve the problem. And what we want to do here in this show is we're trying to help solve the problem. And we're always trying to give a voice to people who have a voice. And then part of it comes back to marketing. Can you touch on one thing? And we're going to run out of time, but I have one other thing I wanted to make sure you talked about, because I love this and I never can remember this right. You talk about marketing and you talk about the soil, the seed, the water. Can you walk us through that real quick? When you context marketing?
Yes. Most people in marketing, they want to be hunters. That's sexy.
Right.
They're going to go out, they're going to kill the big moose, and they're going to feast.
Right.
Well, those businesses, organizations, people, they can't sustain it. By the very nature of it is unsustainable. Farmers grow rich and successful and expand and take care of many, many, many people. Hunters don't. Hunters starve, their families starve. You start and think of marketing as planting. Of doing the hard work. You got to clear the field. You don't just pick up a spear and go hunting. You got to clear the field. You got to pull the weeds. You have to get the right seeds. You have to know the weather. You have to water and tend and weed. That's good marketing, doing all the steps. But if you do that, you can bring in tons per person of return versus hunting. You're a one-shot wonder. And that's most people do hunting when it's marketing.
That's awesome. A good insight, right? So last question for you. Young person says, Mr. Salmon, I want to change the world, and I really want to serve my community in a way, and I want to tackle this big problem, you know, whatever it is. How should I then approach the concept of telling my story and doing my marketing? What would you tell that young entrepreneur that's coming out of college trying to impact the world? What would that look like?
Be like you in this sense. I mean, you got me interested because I could tell by the way you described it and laid it out to me. That you were just searching for truth. That's all you were looking for.
Right.
Was truth. That's very disarming for a white boy from Oklahoma. You know, I'm behind you no matter what, because you didn't have any fear and you didn't have any agenda. You just wanted truth. And if they go about finding out what the story is, then moving forward from just seeking truth. That's always said, but very few of us, I think, have the kind of determination you have. I mean, you walk into a room of people that love you or hate you, and it doesn't matter. You come out and you say what you know, what you're finding, what you're believing. And you do it with an open mind with all this history behind you. It's very inspirational.
I appreciate that, brother. You know, what's funny is my partner always tells me, John, be bold, but don't be dangerous. Or like that. Because I would always say to him, I'm like, you know, they always threaten to kill my dad. And so no one's going to threaten to kill me. And then I'm like, and if they do, so what? Like, if we're focused on doing the right thing. And he was like, John, pull back on that a little bit. You know, I get it. But, you know, one of the things that helps me is having partners. And like, you know, Mike's my partner. And I was just telling Mike earlier today, Mike sees my blind spots and then he points them out to me. And it makes for a great show because we have, you know, we're a team here. And I think in society, what we need is a lot of team. And that's a big part of the portion of this show is that we're trying to bridge build. The topics we do in the show is not bullseye left, bullseye right. It's really, now I'm very right, you know, but I'm trying to like make it to where bridging and building, connecting, right? That's what we're trying to do. and then try to find solutions. So take some boldness, but it also takes a listening and some kindness too. So with all that, Mark, Salmon, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
I love my washer dryer.
I'm really happy.
You know, last thing real quick, we wrap up. You know what I love about, you know, old school mic with a washer dryer? You know, like your washer would be done, it'd be like, bah, like this terrible sound.
Yeah.
When my washer dryer get done, it's like, doo-doo-doo-doo. It's this nice, relaxing music. I'm like, man, Mark Salmon, you're such a genius.
I'm waiting for one when it goes off. It brews a cup of coffee for you.
You know, I think that would be let's get him on that.
That's, yeah,
you know,
that's good.
Well, this has been the Crossman Conversation. I'm John Crossman. Thanks, Mark Salmon, Appliance Direct, same day delivery. Love you guys and all the work you're doing. Thanks for your support.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. All right. And as always, support your local HBCU.
This has been Crossman Conversation, produced by a Crossman Career Builders Mark Radio Production.